Congratulations, leading the dressage after the first day here at the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. You must have been pretty delighted with your test.
Yes, Abraxas really did a very wonderful test. He was lovely, he was supple, but also very expressive. He listened to me all the time, and now we are together for so many years. It's always a great pleasure to come into the ring with him.
He's 16 now. Do you feel he's at his peak? He's as good as he ever has been, and he's sort of all in front of him?
Yes, because already last year in London, when he was 15, some people said, would you like to retire him? But I spoke with Chris and Hans, the trainers, and they both said, why don't you go to badminton, and then you will see how he feels. And he did a lovely round in badminton, so that's why he's still here, and he doesn't want to retire yet. So I'm ready for the next adventure here.
It's amazing to think that you've competed all around the world, but this is your first Burley. What do you think of the whole thing?
I'm really impressed. I mean, it's a wonderful, beautiful park. The fences are definitely outstanding. When I walked the course first time, I knew that this is where all the people are talking about. Once in a lifetime, you have to do it. And it was always a dream for me to come here. I was now 3 times in badminton, but never here. So I said, one of my dreams had to come true. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, what have you sort of sacrificed to get here then this year?
Normally we have the German Championship at home, where the young horses had to go for the breeders and owners. So this year, 3 of mine were qualified, but I spoke with the owners and they also understood that this is a chance of a lifetime to come here with Abraxas, who is now so experienced. And I'm very happy that he has so much experience, because I think the track is really bold. It's big fences, wide fences. It's sometimes technical, but always a lot just efforts to jump. And it's long with the hills, demanding. So I know that I have to be very focused and concentrated, that I will support as good as I can.
Do you think it's the toughest cross-country course that you will do?
Sydney, that year impressed me as much as here. And I was also impressed at the World Championships in Kentucky. But if I'm honest, seeing it now, after many years of experience, this is one of the toughest I've ever seen.
So I bet you're looking forward to Saturday then.
Yes, it makes it even more thrilling and exciting that you know if you can do this. I think then we are really pretty further.
And the Germans again dominating the top of the leaderboard. What is it about, do you think, at the moment? Why are you going through such a good patch in eventing?
Years of work. I mean, Chris Bartel is the one who says, sometimes I said, oh, I'm really lucky. And then he says, luck is where preparation meets opportunity. And it's hard work through years. I mean, we are now having this trainer teams the last 13 years. So year by year, you feel they even make the riders stronger. And there are now so many good riders and horses and also young ones coming, that if you belong to the German team, it's already something very special.
Satisfying that I suppose you've got a British coach, and it's always been traditionally that the Brits are doing do so well.
I guess the Brits wish to have him back, but luckily he signed the contract to stay with the Germans, so we were very happy about that.
Brilliant. Well, good luck for the rest of the weekend. Thanks for talking to us.